Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and we're here at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. I just wanted to say good morning. Thank you for joining me. I see individuals coming on as we speak. Just wanted to let you know I'm excited about some things that are happening with the show. I'll give people time to get on. I see the switchboard is lighting up as we speak, so I will stall just a little bit to let people get on and say thank you for joining us. It's absolutely a pleasure to know that you would share your Saturday morning with us. So I truly, truly appreciate that. And this morning we're going to open with a prayer from one of our co-hosts, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go into the program. This morning we have a young lady that is definitely an intercessor for God, and she's going to give us the opening prayer as soon as we can get the support to just accept her. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing great. If you would just give us a short prayer, I truly would appreciate that this morning.
Okay. Oh, mercy, gracious Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for another time for us together around your throne, Lord God. Father God, we just lift up this program today, Lord God. And we just thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the visionary, Lord God, and the vision of this ministry, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the head of it, Father. Oh, Father God, right now we ask you right now, Father, as you speak through us, Lord God, that, Lord, that you prepare the people's heart, Lord God, to receive, and, Lord God, that they not only receive, but, Lord, they can live, Lord God, and continue to pray and seek you, Father God, what is given to them today. Father, we cover these radio wires, Lord God, under the blood, Father God. We bind the enemy right now. And, Father, we ask you to loose your anointing right now, Lord God. We lift up every household that's on this phone right now, Lord God. And, Lord, we speak your peace, your prosperity, and your wisdom, and your protection around them, Lord God. And, Lord God, that they're blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, like I say, this is exciting. We have a new format today. And actually, in reality, it is not really new. It's the format of the intent for the program from the very beginning. But a lot of, I'm going to put you on hold, Janice, and I know you're there. Thank you. Okay. The actual format for the show was designed to be a mother and daughter bonding roundtable. And, you know, as I come on Saturday mornings, I would sit at the imaginary roundtable. And I would see all of the audience sitting there around the table with me. And with the many people at the table, I just imagined myself having a conversation with them. That was the intent, and that was, you know, what we were doing. And then it got to the point where after, you know, we've been doing this now going on our third year. Now we have individuals that are saying to me, you know, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I'll tell you how it really got started. We were in a session. I mentioned a little bit about it last week. We were in a television production session. That's why Janice was blessing us already with the television program that's coming out pretty soon, I'll just say it like that. And with that, we had a conversation following that meeting, and it was so deep and so informative. One of the young ladies said to me, you know, we should continue this as the format for the radio program. A couple of ladies that worked with me with Ambassador. And I told them, I said, well, that was the original intent for the radio program. So now, you know, you have to give people time to buy into it. They've been on it. And when I looked at getting the actual people to sit around the round table, And I went back to the people that have been at the round table, and they didn't even realize they was at the round table. So it's nothing different. They were at the round table all the time. So today I'm going to introduce the people that's going to be at the round table each Saturday morning that's possible for them. And when they are not there, we'll replace them with someone else. And then we also have what we call a guest speaker that is going to join us on each Saturday morning. So when we can, I'll say it like that. Because we don't want to depend on having to have a guest. If we don't have a guest, then we're just going to continue to do what we've been doing, sitting at the round table, having the discussion. This morning, we have Cynthia Oliver. Cynthia is known for her work with women that are, and I'm going to put her on. You all have to help me out with these numbers. Cynthia is known for her work with women that have been abused or in drug addiction type of situations. She's very in-your-face kind of a counselor. She deals with them on the ground level, you know, straight up front, let's get to the problem, you know, kind of a therapist. But Cynthia has dreams and goals of, you know, her plans and her business. Tina Vision, and then when we talk to Cynthia, we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we have Sandra D. Sandra D. Has a business, and her business is You Go Girl. And I'll let them tell you the website because I don't want to give you the wrong website, but I think Sandra's is YouGoGirl.com. I'm not sure if Cynthia's is TinaVisions.com, but we'll check on that and see. The other thing is that the other panel person we have is Janice Paldo, and Janice is, like I said earlier, a prayer warrior, and I think you got a little sample of that this morning. Basically, she intercedes for us, and they're doing a good job with the Circle of Love down in Atlanta, and the ladies and that they go out and minister and feed the hungry and give the clothes out, and I've heard the wonderful stories from their project down there in Atlanta. And then one day we'll have the Circle of Love on, and they could tell us a little bit about what they do and reach out to the people in Atlanta to get them to join them. They're a powerful group of women. Also, Janice is, like I said, the prayer warrior, and she's actually, you know, a part of a group at her church that are prayer warriors. And then we have evangelist Sophia Davis, who's going to be a part of this panel. She's not here today based on the fact that she's traveling. But she agreed that she would be a part of that group. And Evangelist Davis, basically, she deals with the technical, visual part of her church, dealing with communication and getting the word out through the camera and DVDs and such as that. Now, I'm giving you a brief because I really don't have what they want me to say. I'm just giving you what I know about them. And all of these women have contributed to everything that I've done, basically with the mother and daughter bonding programs. They've been there. They've been behind the scenes, part of many. They're just a few. We got so many others, but they don't want to, you know, some people don't like talk on the radio. So you got a few bold souls that's stepping out to the plate. And occasionally we'll enter change some of the women with some of the other ladies that are part of the ambassadors and set them at the round table as well. And, of course, remember, you are at the round table. Anytime during this discussion, we will you will have an opportunity to click one. You click one, and I'll see you, and then you can give us your feedback on the topic for today. And that's the way we're going to play it. It's not so set in stone. We're just going at it just to see how it turns out, you know. So just feel free to jump in when you feel that you something comes up on your spirit and you want to talk about it. Just click the one button and we'll key you in and you can become a part of the round table. But, you know, as a conversation, I need to have someone there. And most people know me now, know that I can talk. So I'll do the best I can. It may not be interesting to all of the guests because, you know, they need to hear some feedback. It can't be all about me. So I'm excited to know that I will have this feedback constantly, and I'll have to worry about it every Saturday morning. But the way my life is going at this moment, God has gotten so many things on my plate to do I want to be able to do those things and be able to leave the radio program in the hands of the panel. So the ladies that you're going to meet today will be co-hosting, and sometimes when I'm not here, they will take the driver's seat and take it and run with it. You know, God sent me some beautiful, beautiful women. If you want to be a part of this, all you got to do is just give me a call. All right? Let's go here, and we're going to talk about our guest today. Our guest is a beautiful young lady I met. God sent her into my life about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Her name is Nikki Baker. And we were at Nikki's house when this conversation generated, and it got such reviews from us, five ladies, and I think I mentioned a little bit on the radio a couple weeks ago. I mean, we were just engrossed and wanted to share it with the world because there's so many things that are out there that mothers and daughters, or just women, period. When I say mothers and daughters, a lot of times people get so engrossed with, oh, I don't have a daughter, or, you know, I don't know any mothers and daughters. Of course you know mothers and daughters. When people say that to me, I'm like, come on, sure you know mothers and daughters. You know, because the mother and daughter panel is just women, because every woman is a daughter. So no matter if you have a daughter or not, my daughter has all sons, but that doesn't exclude the fact that she is a daughter because I'm her mother, and she has a mother and daughter relationship. So everybody has a mother and daughter relationship, and a lot of times, you know, we're not looking for the bad. We're looking for you to share the positives, how you and your mother got along and how things happened in your life that made it easier, or what didn't happen that you wish had happened that you could have, you know, done better. It helped you, it hindered you. You know, we look for the truth. You don't have to dress it up. You don't have to make it sound fairly. And sometimes if you want to talk about something, you don't even have to mention your name if you don't want to. You can go to third person. I prefer if you be honest and say it was me, because what it does, it cleanses you when you release it and let it go. So that in itself would, you know, make the difference. But it's totally up to you, okay? Now, Nikki, meeting her, she's an excellent graphic person, I guess I could say, graphic designer. She comes outside of the box. She will create you something that you probably, your mind could never really reach. Very spiritual, very Nikki, very down to earth. And the most reasonable, you cannot pay for what she does. So her company is Superflyers. And when you go on, you can go to Facebook and look for Nikki Baker. That's N-I-K-K-I-B-A-K-E-R, Nikki Baker. And you can give her, send her a message if you're designing anything or you want something laid out, looking for a new logo for your business, you know, you want to go to Facebook and you want to look for Nikki Baker, or you can call her at 786-541-4808. That's 786-541-4808. And Nikki is a single mom. She has a young son, and so she brings that experience to the table with us today. Just like Nikki said, she loves to talk. I love to talk. So, you know, and then we got a panel that loves to talk. We're going to just jump in there and do what we do. I'm not going to try to form it, host it. We're just going to let it take on its own life. If you want to reach us for the new people that are coming on, it's 347-539-5078. Click 1 for the to join the conversation. If you want to call me and talk to me personally, I'll leave me a message. You can call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. Tell you a little bit about what's going on, and then we're going to move into our topic for today. The Mother and Daughter Bonding Network has grown, and we have extended from the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Of course, we have the Mother and Daughter Ambassadors. The Ambassadors are a group of volunteer women that help put together all of the programming for mothers and daughters. Say, for instance, this coming May, we are going to have 1 month of mother and daughter appreciation for the entire month. So we are looking for women to join the mother and daughter ambassador group and become a part of helping us recognize mothers and daughters for the entire month. You know, you may have something going on that you might want us just to come in and speak or come in and share. You know, give us a call. We can do that. That will be a part of the Mother and Daughter Appreciation Week. We don't have to plan each program. We'll be glad to come in and help you do what you do. If you're doing a fundraiser, if you're doing something, anything that's going to reach and touch and help mothers and daughters, we'll be there to help you with that. So you can give us a call. You can call us at 786-462-6470, and we'll consider what you're doing and see if we can help. The other thing is that we have the Mother and Daughter television program that's coming out. We're looking for mothers and daughters to come on and tell their stories. The name of the show is Ask Dr. Bessie. If you have a question that you'd like to ask Dr. Bessie, you might want to give us a call at that number, and we'll get back with you. If you want to be on the show, you think you have an interesting story to tell, something that can share with the world, you don't have to come with the mother and daughter team. You can come as the mother. You can come as the daughter. It will be interesting to come with your mother and daughter. I like to see the generations, four or five generations deep, that we can sit around the round table and have a cup of coffee and talk about the different layers and the different experiences that the family has experienced from the great-great-grandmother on down to this particular generation. Okay? The other thing, I think that's it. I think that brings us up to where we are now. And again, for the new people that are coming on, I am Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am your host on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday morning from 10 to 11. You might want to just call your friends and family and say, listen, I am listening to Dr. Fletcher on Blog Talk Radio. We are getting ready to have a conversation. Now, let's go back and I'm going to recap just for sake of the audience. You may have missed the show, so I'm going to take you back just a couple of weeks. I'm going to take you back all the way back to the week of our Thanksgiving show. The topic there was mothers and daughters giving thanks as they learn to forgive. Now, when I went through that particular one, that kind of spun off the next couple of shows. And so that's why I'm going back to that particular topic, because everything starts with forgiveness. You've got to be able to forgive. You've got to be able to cleanse yourself from the inside out in order to do the things that we're going to talk about today. So forgiveness, you know, like I say, can be a challenge. It is. It may be the hardest thing that you will ever be able to do, is to be able to get to that cleansing of forgiveness. I wrote a book called 70 times 7, and 70 times 7 is a personal cleansing of forgiveness for yourself. And, again, you can call and you can email me at drbessie.com, and I can get that to you. So in order to do that, then we're looking at cleansing ourselves, you know, because you got to forgive in order to move on. You got to have space to receive. So, you know, some people say, well, what happens if I don't forgive? Well, you're going to be hard. You're going to block your good, because you cannot. That's one of the commandments. That's the main commandments. We got to love each other. And sure, we all fight and trying to get to how do we love each other? How do we forgive our parents? How do we forgive our friends? How do we forgive our husbands, our wives? How do we get past that? And you have to get to the point that it's not that important. Whatever happened is the past. Let's just say, okay, I went through it. I got to forgive them in order for me to receive the good. And then that brought us up to the effects of pride in the mother-daughter relationship. You know, because when you don't forgive, it brings you up, it taps into your pride. And then all of a sudden it becomes just, you know, I'm not going to be the one to do it. And then you're having this conversation with yourself, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. They're going to have to come to me first. I'm not going to say anything to her. If she don't say nothing to me, I ain't saying nothing to her. And it goes on and on and on. But it all boils back down to forgiveness, because pride and unforgiveness, they are mirrors of each other, you know, and then you get yourself caught up in believing your own untruth. You know, you believe that it's okay, you know, as time go by to not forgive a person, But in the meantime, it's eating away at you on the inside. The one thing you cannot do, you cannot ignore your intro conversation, that conversation that's in your head. You can't ignore that conversation because it's going to talk to you regardless of whether you want to listen or not. Because if we could control that conversation, we'd simply turn it off. But it is there to remind you, no, you got to go back and make this right. So there again, that conversation, you're not fooling anybody. It's eating away at you. It's playing when you think you're sitting down at a quiet moment and just get some rest. It pops up and it starts talking. Then that brought us to the hidden secrets in a mother and daughter relationship. And we're talking about hidden secrets down through the years. And the thing that I realized in the midst of the conversation was that I was a hidden secret. And that, you know, people knew about me. Some people didn't. And, you know, and finally it came out that, you know, I was a hidden secret. So we discussed that a little bit on the air. And being able to, you know, we're talking about not knowing who your father is. And that's generated and spun the conversation at Nikki's house. We were talking, and I talked about that topic, and it just brought on a conversation. We had five women there, and three out of the five really didn't know who their fathers were, and the other two had issues with their mother and their relationship, different perspectives. But we were women that were in our late 30s to our mid-60s, and everybody's sitting there, and we're looking at each other, and I'm looking, wow, we are not teenagers, and we are still dealing with those issues. And knowing that those issues are so powerful, how are they affecting our children? I try very hard to have a lot of conversations with my daughter. We talk to the extent because I realized that I had the issue dealing with not knowing who my father was as I grew up, and it made it very difficult with the hidden secret. I'm knowing, but yet I'm raised by one of the best men that you could ever think of. You know, he was there, and he's my father. But even with that, there's still that innate thing that wants you to know who you are connected to. And that in itself had a barrier that I had to deal with in my intro conversation when I least expect. So when I looked at the television shows and I saw, you know, Murray and people talking about, oh, I found my sister or I found my brother and I found my father, you know, I found myself just boo-hoo crying. I mean, just the snot cry because I get so emotional, it would just touch and pull my heart out because I'm like, wow, where's my family, you know? And nobody knew about that but me. Nobody knew I was going through that but me. But it was those quiet moments that I'm seeking within my heart trying to find out who am I connected to. Well, you know, after so many years, it finally revealed itself to me. So with that being said, that brought us up to that conversation, and Nikki started talking, and then Cynthia started talking, and we realized we were all in the same boat, and we had friends that was in the same boat as well. And then it brought us to our topic last week. It's what you're not saying, mother, to your daughters that makes the difference. It's that part of the conversation, you know, you say, well, I'm not lying. I'm just not going to tell her all the truth, or I'll just keep this to myself. So the danger is what you're not saying, because what you think you're not saying, 9 times out of 10, your daughter already knows it. And most cases, they've heard it, they've overheard a conversation when they were very small. You know, I had a show one Saturday, and I was talking about there's 840,000 seconds in a day, and you have a daughter with you 24 hours that day, that's 840,000 times that that child can pick up on something from you. And you think that they are not noticing, and they're really paying attention. And then they take that something and make an interpretation, and then they start judging and measuring you from that point. And that creates your mother and daughter relationship. And you wonder why when she gets 12 and 13, she's acting different, because then she's just old enough to really start responding to what she thinks she knows. But no one wants to stop and say, okay, something is happening here. You're acting different. Now, what's going on? I need you to talk to me and find out what is the root of the problem. A lot of times that doesn't happen, and then it grows up to the point where the daughter becomes 50 and 60 years old, and she still has unanswered questions. Okay? So now you're up to date. That's where we are, and I'm going to open up the panel of our host today, and we're going to talk about that. Let's see here. And I'm hoping I get this right here. Let's see. We're going to go with our special guest, Nikki.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great this morning. I was listening to everything you were talking about, and I was biting my lip. I thought, "Oh, I have to say something." But yes, when you just kind of reminded and went back to the conversations we had, you know, it conjures up feelings about your mother, and I guess everybody has those feelings about mother, very special feelings. But you know, sometimes it's love hate feelings, and that just is a lot to be feeling on a Saturday morning. But definitely a lot to talk about.
Okay. Well, give us your feeling. You know, when we went back and we were talking about, tell us about your mother and tell us a little bit about, you know, what you experienced and how it measured you and created the Nikki Baker that we know today.
Right. Well, today, you know, the first thing I think of my mother, I think of my mother as phenomenal. Like now she's a saint in my mind, even though she passed away a little over a year ago. But it's ironic to me that now she's become this almost superstar in my mind. She's the personality that I conjure up when I'm trying to figure out what I need to do in a tough situation. Or every day I'm reflecting on things she used to say, like, I pay the cost to be the boss. Or she used to say, if you're scared, say you're scared. And she just always had these little sayings. I guess she got them from my grandmother. But, you know, growing up, I really didn't care for a lot of that stuff that she would say. And, you know, sometimes when you brought up the situation, I grew up without my father. Later found out that there was good reason for that because they were not married and he had another family elsewhere. So that was just something that was never really discussed. Even though I had asked her as a child and through my teens multiple times, where is he, who is he, what is he, it was something she kind of just gave me the minimum information about, but she never really explained. And so kind of like you were saying, too, if we don't forgive, and I found personally, and even though, like you said, you might have many other phenomenal men in your life, all the blame for whatever disorder that was in my life, I ended up directing it towards my mother because she was the figure who was there. So even though she might have tried very hard to overcompensate in some areas and maybe in some areas, other areas, not really meet the mark that I expected a mother to be, she got the blame for everything that went wrong, you know. What went wrong at school, what went wrong with my siblings, what went wrong in relationships. Oh, she got the blame for it all. And I was watching this reality show the other day, and, you know, this young lady took her mother aside and said, you know, I just want to tell you how hurt I am because you stayed with our father while our father was abusing you, and that the fact that you were not there for me as I was going through my relationship problems, I didn't know what to do. And I kind of felt sorry for the mother because I felt like, what could the mother have done? The mother was still just being a woman and trying to be a mother at the same time. And we really don't have a handbook on how to do that. And so coming full circle for me, now that I have the little child, the little one, who looks up to me, again, now the cycle kind of repeats. As a single mother, I start to connect with, I'm sure, some of the experiences that my mother had, and I'm faced with some of the same challenges. Like, when do I have the conversation about the father, or when and how do you ever have the conversation about your dissatisfaction with the relationship with the father? And, you know, you ask yourself, is this appropriate for me to talk with my child about? And, of course, in this day and age, we think, well, on some level, we should, but it does take time to figure out what to say and how to say it and what's age appropriate to discuss. So, you know, all of that has helped me to forgive my mother. And, like you said, I realized that I wasn't forgiving her or anybody else to let them off the line or let them off the hook, but more so that I could have peace and that I could be a better parent. Because if I'm caught up in all that pain, you know, I'm going to be sitting around in just as much pain. So, like, one of the things that I resented a lot with my parent is, you know, when you have a parent who's a drinker or a drug user, you some sort of addiction, you know, some kids take the approach to go, oh, I'll never do that. Well, you might never do that. You might have resented it so much, I decided, oh, I'll never be an alcoholic. I'll never get to the point where I could ignore or miss out on what's happening to my kids. But then again, I realized then there's other addictions that come up, sometimes relationship addictions and or work addictions, and you still put all these other things in front of your relationship with your child. So you go, I'll have that talk with my child, but first I got to finish this job, or I'll have that talk with my child, but first I'm going to have this drink because it's just too much for me to handle. So I realized without the forgiveness part, I feel that if I'm not vigilant, I'm almost cursed to be the exact same person as my mother, which is not the worst thing in the world, but one, it really reminds, this is why I need to forgive, so that her life could just be her life, and I could have the new life and the life that God intended for me to have as Nikki, the daughter of my mother, but not necessarily a duplicate life because I'm stuck in the past. And that's kind of where I am today. You know, I have to try to take a notes and put reminders to myself of who I think I'm supposed to be and be vigilant and be careful to not repeat the mistakes, but at the same time forgive and be understanding, because without that forgiveness, I really believe I'm going to be cursed to be exactly like my mother. You know, you look in the mirror and go, boy, I look like her, I'm talking like her, I'm dressing like her. Boy, I'm turning into my mother. It's not always the worst thing, but...
I hear we had a show at the Mother-Daughter Bonding Center, Help, I'm Turning Into My Mother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most women don't want to admit that in a lot of ways. You know, like, even my daughter right now, someone to say to her, wow, you look just like your mother. Is that your sister? You know, stuff like that. And she's like, now, they know I'm not your sister, especially family members that haven't seen me in a long time. And they just see her without me. We look so much alike. And it's not that it's a bad thing, but she wants her own identity. And I understand that. And I'm thinking, it's good for me, you know. But in her shape, everybody wants, but you do. I look just like my mother. And the older I get, I'm working on keeping the good pieces that I think I need and let the other go. But, you know, it's so amazing. I heard you say my mother is a saint. But then I hear you say back in the day when she was living, you had the issues. And when they're gone, we can see all the good. You know what I mean? But when they're here, and that's the part I'm trying to get people to do, because if I could go back and have another conversation with my mother, it would be totally different now, you know? But we know that it's impossible because she's gone. So, therefore, I try to tell people, when you're with your mother, have that conversation, because once she's gone, the reality is going to hit you, and then all of a sudden you can see nothing but the good because she's gone. So try to see the good now. Now, I'm hearing you have a child, and your son is how old, Nikki?
6 years old.
6 years old. That is so cute. Now, and I know he's adorable because you're a beautiful young lady. So with this 6-year-old, do you not think that 6-year-old is looking at you the way that you looked at your mother and saying, you know, I want to know, I need information, but maybe afraid to just open up because you're not saying anything? See, kids play according to the rules.
Of course.
And if you set the rules and you don't say anything, they won't say anything. They'll just linger and say, you know, have the conversation with their own head. Have you ever sat down and say, is there anything that you need to know about your father that you would like for me to say to you and let him take the lead?
As a matter of fact, no, but since you suggested, I might try that. I've kind of just fed him the information I thought that he should have. But, you know, I think that would be really good because, you know, like he does have the words to express most of the things that he wants at this age. So I think that would be a great idea.
And especially, you know, your child and a 6-year-old, I can imagine you being such a bright young lady yourself, and he's taking after you. I don't even know his father, but just your genes itself would tell me that he's sharp, and he would have a conversation with you that would probably blow your mind. You would probably say, wow, I had no idea that you were thinking that way. Just ask him the question, and then you'll know how to judge it according to that. That just came up in my spirit to share that with you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, and I want you to hold on, Nikki, and let me see what one of the other ladies round on the round table has to say. Hold tight for just a second. Good morning. I think I have here, and y'all bear with me with these numbers. I should have written them down, you know. I think I have Miss Cynthia. Cynthia, you on the line?
Good morning. Yes, I am. How are you?
I am great. Welcome to the round table, and thank you for being a co-host this morning.
You are so welcome, and thank you for allowing me to be. Interesting conversation, and I've written down a couple of things that you said here, which really you mentioned the age 10 and 12, they get and they start to act differently. But let me tell you something. When that news is revealed in a sudden way, if you will, I remember myself, and I think I shared this with you guys in our conversation, that I remember being 5 and standing behind a door and actually hearing my aunt, who I thought was my mother, because I was taken from my mom when I was around 18 months, and I was at 5 at this time. And so I'm thinking this woman is my mother, and I'm standing behind the door, and I actually hear her tell someone, and my aunt had just given birth to her new baby girl, and I remember hearing her tell someone that I thought she was my mom. And so let me tell you, you are affected way before you're 10 or 12, because after hearing that conversation, and I remember them telling me, and I kind of vaguely, you know, when you're young, you don't really, the truth of the matter gets twisted after telling the story so many times. So you'd like to think that you're accurate, but I remember, and I remember them telling me that I tried to put her baby in the fire after hearing such news. And so here I am at age 5 hearing this thing. I was devastated. And mm-hmm. so you have these spirits, even when you're a young child, the spirit of jealousy and all this stuff. And from what I understand, my grandmother stopped me from putting this baby in this fire. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we as parents and caregivers, you have to be careful with secrets, because secrets, they have a lasting effect. And you said something in reference to the time to discuss. The time to discuss is the time when they ask, despite the age, because, of course, you're going to do age appropriateness conversation. But when they ask, that's the time to start talking. And I feel very strong about that. And I'm lecturing on Thursday, and one of the young ladies, she's talking to me, and she's not quite getting what I'm saying about this forgiveness thing. And I allow her to read, "Are You Feeling Like a Victim?" And in reading that, I hear her start to crack. And how it goes, it says, "Are you tired of feeling like a victim? If you listen to this and allow it to get in your spirit, freedom awaits. If you receive it at the core of your heart, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I thought if my pain touched their lives, I would feel better, but I didn't. I thought by holding it over their heads, I would feel better, but I didn't. I thought if I tell everyone what they had done to me, I would feel better, but I didn't. It only cost me friends and kept the pain alive. I thought if they acknowledged how they had wronged me and how wrong they were, I would feel better. They didn't, and it appeared as though they refused. So I felt and feel even worse. I thought if I could understand why I picked such relationships, I could pick and create some better ones, and I would feel better. So I read books and I talked to counselors. But that didn't work, because then I uncovered other issues that pointed to me, and I just didn't have the emotional energy to deal. Besides, it couldn't be me. Could it be me? No, it's their fault. They're crazy. But now that I had gained some understanding and can move on, I can move on. So I thought by moving to a new house in a new city and getting a new job, I would feel better. I didn't. Wait, I did feel better for a while, but I'm back to experience some of those same old feelings as before. Something happened today that triggered those old memories, and I realized I only changed the addresses, not what was going on the inside. Finally, I did two things that worked, not overnight, though, but gradually, patiently, consistently. As I kept doing them, they worked. First, I decided to forgive and keep forgiving in my heart until the past no longer controlled me. Secondly, I cried out to God, "Turn me and I shall be turned." He answered my prayers, but of all the things that took place, my perception began to clear and my heart began to heal. Why? Because at last, getting well meant more, so much more to me than remaining a victim. I had now discovered that the decision was mine all the time. What had been the problem all those years was a heart problem. And when she read that, she just started to break. And the conversation just went from there. But you have to make a decision to forgive. Because without that decision to forgive, you continue to hold on to the pains of all those events that took place or didn't take place, if you will. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you. And it really takes us back to what God says. You cannot put new wine in old what?
Old Amen.
It's not going to work. You've got to refresh it. It's not going to work that way. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sitting at the
You're
round
table. You're welcome.
This is going so fast this morning. I got to get a couple more people in, and people are just waiting to talk. So outside of the panel, let me make a move on this. I'm enjoying this. Hold on 1 second, and I'll be back right with you. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, this is absolutely wonderful. Now let's go to our next panel, which is Janice Paldo. Janice, how are you doing this morning? Thank you for being a co-host with us.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. I tell you, this is absolutely a wonderful conversation, and the time is just kicking in. I mean, we have to go to 2 hours, but go ahead. In the meantime, let me shut up. What is your skill this morning on the conversation, your tag?
The first thing you do, you have to, as Cynthia said, we have to make that decision to forgive, those who have hurt us, but we have to also forgive ourselves. You know, we have to constantly forgive ourselves. The Bible said there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you have to, when you know that you've done all you can and you're being followed, you're trying to follow what God is leading you to do, you have to forgive yourself if you made any mistakes along the way. Raising children don't have a handbook. And I'm a single mom myself, and I raised my kids. In fact, I think in some ways I overdid it because, as the guest said, she's a single mom with a son, and I had twin boys, and I have a daughter who's 2 years older than they are, and they're all young adults right now. But you find yourself trying to be that father figure and make up the slack. And a lot of times you overdo it because you feel guilty because the father figure is not there. And it's really not, you know, I don't know the situation, but in my case, it wasn't my fault that the father figure wasn't there, but I still felt guilty that my kids did not have that father. And I felt down in deep, you know, what I could have done more, or, you know, to make it work, our marriage work, but there was no more that I could do. So you have to forgive yourself. You have to allow yourself to be led by the Lord and to do what he tells you to do and not try to just fill that those shoes, because you can't. Really, you can't. You know, you're a mother. You're not a father. You can't be the father figure. So you can't play both roles. You just do the best as you can as that mother. You be honest with your son, and you ask God to give you that time to gradually explain to him why his father is not there in the way at that time that he can understand. And that's what I tried to do. But, you know, like I said, you just really have to trust God in all that you do. You have to forgive yourself. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you and ask God to always keep your child around godly counsel, godly men, you know, and pray for his direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good advice. Let me. When you say you feel guilty, when you are feeling guilty, you know, you're processing, and then there's an energy flow that is around you. And sometimes the children can't pick up what that means. And we have to realize that that's where it goes to those hidden secrets. You know, you don't know when to tell the children, if you should tell them the truth. But deep down inside, they know something is not right. So you are feeling guilty, and guilty because, you know, every mother wants the same thing. They want the family. They want that son to have the father and that daughter to have the father, because that daughter has to have some role model to look at when she starts selecting her husband choices. And the
right.
son needs that father so that they can know how to become a man. Hopefully the father will play those roles. But, of course, then their father can be in the house and those roles are not played, because, you know, I'm sure there are women out there say, hey, wait a minute. You know, my children had their father. He was here, but he still wasn't a father. Or the father could say, you know, I was here with the children and the wife wasn't here. So, you know, the roles can be either way. It's no blame per se. But what we're looking at is the fact that children pick up on that energy, those vibes. And somewhere along the line, maybe when you were feeling guilty, you thought they didn't realize, and they did, and then those are the unanswered questions. And just as I suggested, Nikki, you know, and to any other mother out there that has small children, even if they're adult children, you know, sit down and say, okay, what is it? You know, what is it that you need to know? And let's get this, because you got to get past that, because they harbor things, and then they assume things, and they make things up in their mind. And then those things become their reality. And it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell a person that it's not real when they have had this conversation within their own head, and they're thinking, yeah, this is the truth because I thought of it. They don't realize that your conversation is made up of words that you may have heard, television, radio, other people, and then you measure your parents according to that. But it's not until, like Nikki said, until you have that child of your own, that your children will realize, wow, mama did the best that she could do, you know, with this situation. You have to have a child in front of you looking back at you to experience what you could and feel what your parents could have experienced as they raised you. Would you agree to that?
Yes, I would.
Thank you so very much for being on the panel. I look forward to having you on here. This is an exciting thing. I mean, it's just moving real fast, and nobody's going anywhere. So hold on. I'll be back to you. All right, our next panelist this morning, we have is Sandra D. Jerkins. Sandra, how are you doing this morning?
Just fine. Good morning, and thank you.
You're welcome. We're talking about hidden secrets. We're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about things that, you know, we've grown up with, and it's okay that we can share our stuff. And I know this is the first morning, but it's all like a personal therapy, things that happened in our lives that crippled us, and we had to pull ourselves up by the Word of God and get into the Word in order to get up and move forward, even though we still are processing some of the things that have crippled us in our lives or what we thought crippled us from our parents. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm just going to be brief. I know we're running out of time. My thing is the forgiveness. Actually, one of the speakers earlier had mentioned about forgiving others, but I had to basically forgive myself because what happened was my mother passed away at an early age. And being that she passed away at an early age kind of made me to grow up kind of fast. So I kind of harbor a little, you know, bad thoughts about the situation and why did she leave so early. And basically you have to grow up a lot faster because she grew up when basically I was right out of high school. So I had to forgive myself, you know, I had no control of her passing away at a young age. So in other words, I had to learn things, to do things on my own. I am a single parent as well. I don't have a daughter. I do have a son, but I teach him, you know, values and whatnot, and he sees the struggle that I have. So by forgiving and letting some things go, it just helped me to go on with the help of God, of course, to teach me to be a better person. I do have a company called You Go Girl, and I do work with a lot of younger girls, teenage females mainly, and teaching them etiquette as well as modeling and some other things, you know, to help them along the way. So being, you know, the situation that I've gone through, I can teach them, obviously, firsthand. And it's just been a great experience in helping these young ladies if they're not able to talk to their parents. And I teach them that, too, to love their mothers as well as their fathers, of course. You know, to be good young ladies. And I also, in the midst of growing up and learning a lot about myself, found out that my name, Sandra, means, in a biblical sense, helper of mankind. And as I grow older and learning this, it is so true, and that's true, that's me. I'm always helping other people, always trying to make things right. I'm kind of the peacemaker as well. So helper of mankind definitely fits me. And I just wanted to say real quick, thank you for having me on the show. And I had to forgive myself. And to be honest, I feel a lot better.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you being a part of the panel. And, of course, you all have been with us on and off, and rightfully so, to keep it going. And there's so many other people going to join us as we keep this conversation going. Thank you, and stay on the line. Wow. Okay. Now we're at this juncture where we are talking, and you've gotten a perspective from different people, different situations. You know, they're being light today because, you know, it's our first time, but, you know, I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to come back on Saturday morning. I want you to tell your friends, and I want you to be able to listen, but I also want you to be able to share, because there's someone out there that needs to hear your story, needs to hear the truth, because then, you know, the faith come by hearing, and if they can hear that from someone else, it helps them to know you can be all right. I went through that. So if you're going through, these are the things that happened to me, and it's going to help somebody else. Now I have a guest here that's on the line, 561-506. Good morning. Good morning.
Got a free question.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
This is Dr. Fletcher. You called in.
How are you doing, Dr. Fletcher?
I'm doing great. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Shawanda.
Okay. And you wanna share something with us from the conversation this morning?
Well, I wanna say I'm a single parent. And I have two children, two girls, which is 10 and 6. And I'm going through some changes as well.
Is there any way you can turn your background down?
Yes.
I hate to interrupt you. Okay, if you could turn your background down, we would appreciate it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Right now I'm on the bus. I'm doing a little traveling.
Oh, that's okay. Go right ahead. You're a single mom and you have two children.
Yes, I have two children, and I am currently, right now I'm currently homeless. And I want to say to Miss Cynthia that I really enjoyed that poem that you read that really touched me.
Okay.
And I do have to forgive as well. I've had a lot of pain inside of that. I'm hurting, and I'm asking the Lord to touch me, and I would like to forgive all the, have all the pain, and I'm sorry.
That's okay, babe. Take your time. That's what we're here for, and that's why God had you to call in.
Yes.
Okay. So where are you now? You're on the bus.
Yes, right now I'm on the bus. I'm heading somewhere to Publix to get my girls lunch.
Okay. And you said you're homeless?
Doing a little couple of errands.
Okay. I'm going to give you a number. And would you call me back on this number when we get off the air?
Yeah, for sure. Just one
moment. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
The number is 786.
786?
Yeah. 462. 6470.
Yeah. 6470, okay.
Uh-huh. Call me back on that number, and then what we'll do is see what where you are. And are you located in Florida, South Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then we'll see what we can do to help you find some place to stay. And you have your two children with you, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take care of that. And you said you're hurting, so you're dealing with a hurt that it has caused you to be homeless at this moment.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't mean to cut you off short. I want to let you know I know how you feel. I know you're on the bus, and I don't want you to have to do a lot of conversation on the bus because people are beside you, but I commend you for calling us, and I commend you for waiting. You have waited the entire show to let us know that you're hurting. So I'm going to have a private conversation with you. In fact, I'm going to write your number down, and then I will call you. Why don't I do that? You call me, and then I'll call you. We'll make sure. I'm going to make sure that I have the number as well, and we won't disconnect. And give me your first name again, please.
My first name is Shawanda.
Shawanda. Okay. All right, Shawanda, what I'll do, I'll call you as soon as I get off the show, okay?
Okay, same here.
All right, we love you, baby.
Same here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. And I know every mother out there can feel that. I mean, what we do not want, you know, she sounds like a very young mother, two children, homeless, you know, and that's God. God sent her to us this morning. So I want you to pray and ask God to lead us and guide us and how we can help this young lady. And before we leave, I would like to say to Nikki, Nikki, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I was really moved by the young lady. I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to say quickly that on what some of what everybody talked about and what it connected me to is that we can take these opportunities to give our children some of our strength, you know, because as we go through these problems, we have the feelings, and I noticed usually my mother, I never saw her cry, you know, but these things that hurt us, I don't see anything wrong, and sometimes sharing with the child, you know, that we are going through something because then we get to share with them our spiritual strength. And when they have watched us deal with problem after problem, when they become adults, even if they don't see us as perfect, we will have taught them to have a relationship with God and how to call on that strength when they're faced with similar problems.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, I thank you for being our guest today. It is absolutely wonderful, and I'll follow up with this young lady. Had a good time. Hope you could become a regular with us on Saturday mornings. I know you're busy with your young son, but it's absolutely been a blessing. And I thank all of you listeners. The switchboard was absolutely full this morning. We had a wonderful audience. I thank you, all the panelists, and I could see this moving in a direction that even when I'm not here, you guys are going to have a good, good conversation. Be blessed, everybody, and just know that I will call this young lady and we will see what we can do. Have a great week. Bye-bye.